WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The company behind the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is suing a property owners association in Nelson County over land for the pipeline, and they're not the only ones. A new law may save you money on your electric bill after all. And former New Jersey governor and Trump supporter Chris Christie visits the Miller Center in Charlottesville. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, February 13th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The company behind the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is pursuing two eminent domain cases in Nelson County. The News and Advance of Lynchburg reports ACP LLC officials filed the lawsuit last Friday against Nelson County's Wintergreen Property Owners Association. Following an inability to reach a compensation agreement, ACP wants easements for 7.5 acres of open land near the Augusta County border. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's project approval has granted the company the power of eminent domain. The association, which opposed the pipeline's location, says it has agreed to a formal mediated process in lieu of legal action, as it believes a court would side with ACP. ACP also sued one Nelson County family seeking easements on January 31st. The company has filed lawsuits against around 100 landowners along the pipeline's route. Also, the Virginia House of Delegates and a handful of Republicans have forced a change in a proposed utility-backed rewrite of the state's electric regulation laws that could save customers billions. The House voted on Monday to amend the legislation over the objections of allies of Dominion Energy, the state's biggest electric monopoly and the most politically influential company in the state. The amendment, sponsored by Democratic Delegate David Toscano of Charlottesville, aims to make sure that electric utilities cannot effectively charge customers twice for some capital spending. Dominion has said that such double-dipping was not in the bill, but regulators, the Attorney General's office, and others said it was. House Democrats and some Republicans voted 55-41 for the amendment on Monday. After it passed, Republicans asked for a revote, and the amendment passed 96-1. Governor Ralph Northam is calling for a full expansion of Medicaid, but many Republicans in the State House don't like the idea of able-bodied adults, no matter how poor, getting government-funded health care. So they're eyeing a narrower expansion of the program. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has details.
Recent polling from the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association shows more than 80% of Virginians support full Medicaid expansion. But Republican Senator Siobhan Donavent says that's not what she hears from her constituents. She represents parts of the Richmond suburbs.
They really want to make sure that Medicaid is providing for our neighbors that are chronically ill and in really bad circumstances, but they're not so keen on expanding to healthy individuals.
So Donavent, a doctor, is proposing a limited expansion for poor people who have mental illness and chronic disease, things like clinical depression, cancer, and addiction.
We really want to fix substance use disorder. If we want to deal with this opiate crisis, we got to treat people that need treatment.
If Virginia were to opt for full expansion, the federal government would pay for almost all of it. But because this falls short, feds would only pick up half the tab. Donavent is proposing the state tax hospitals to make up the difference. She says no plan is perfect, but this is a fair offer.
This is something that we can really do in Virginia. We don't ever have to worry about taking it back.
Republican leadership seems keen on the idea. The Senate Finance Committee gave its stamp of approval Monday. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
On a 38-2 vote, the state Senate has approved legislation that would lessen the penalties for simple possession of marijuana on the first offense to a maximum fine of $500. From partner station WCVE, Craig Carper reports.
The legislation would eliminate the current 30-day incarceration penalty, but keep the existing misdemeanor criminal offense charge. The bill would allow offenders the option to expunge their conviction for a $300 fee. Republican Senate Majority Leader Tommy Normand.
The expungement fee is being used in part to compensate the Virginia State Police for maintaining a database that will be available to the courts and to prosecutors to determine whether or not someone has had the benefit of a first offender status.
Democratic Senator Adam Eben of Alexandria believes the new expungement fee unfairly penalizes minority and low-income low-income populations.
The bill continues down the path of turning our criminal justice system into a system that incentivizes policing for profit.
The bill now goes to the House. Craig Carper, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
Finally, Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor and Republican presidential candidate, visited the Miller Center on Monday to discuss his bid for the Republican nomination and what he thinks of the first year of the Trump presidency. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini has this report.
The Miller Center in Charlottesville does not often receive guests who are sympathetic to President Trump. This time, former Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie gave his take on the Trump presidency.
The race of he against Hillary Clinton was the ultimate insider versus the ultimate outsider. And I think people chose an outsider. But once you get there, you need people around you who know how to play the inside game. And I think he's been ill-served by a number of the people around him who haven't known how to pull that off.
As a former federal prosecutor, Chris Christie also discussed the possibility of special counsel Robert Mueller questioning Donald Trump.
That's a drastic step to ask a president of the United States to submit themselves to interview by the FBI. And I don't think that should be done lightly. My guess is that Bob Mueller hasn't even asked yet. He's doing this in a very methodical way. But we're not there. You know, part of the instant gratification society we live in now is everybody wants the answer now, right? What's the end of the book? We don't know. And I do think that process matters. I do think that we not only need to get to the right place, but we got to get to the right place in the right way. So we got to wait till the end of the book. We can't skip to the back.
For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.